Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is November 13th, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Okay, so the big event last week was the U.S. election, and as everyone knows, the result was a surprise. For me, too. As I have been saying for several months, my analysis showed that Hillary Clinton would be the winner. I was wrong. Well, okay, she did win the popular vote. But, at this point anyway, she is not going to be president. So, what's the astrological explanation for this error? Well, I was using my usual techniques to determine the outcome of a contest, evaluate which chart is stronger, not just from the natal picture, but also on the fateful day itself. The problem with using this technique for a national election is that it leaves out a very important component of the contest. The voters. The key to understanding Trump's election success is that this was not something that happened in a vacuum. Some who follow my posts pointed out that I haven't been mentioning the chart of the USA recently, and I now confess that there was a reason for that. Things were going on in the USA chart which did not jive with my prediction for a Clinton victory. I was swayed by my own bias. My apologies. I will now try to remedy that omission by looking at what was going on in the Vedic astrology chart of the USA during the election. The Vimshatari Dasha, commonly called the planetary period system, is a much revered technique of prediction in Vedic astrology. The planetary period system tells you what part of your karma is activated during which years of your life. According to this technique, the USA is currently in a Rahu major period, which began a year ago, roughly November 2015, right when the presidential election campaign kicked into high gear. This puts the emphasis on Rahu and its significations in the USA natal chart. As with all factors in astrology, there are both positive and negative qualities ascribed to Rahu. Rahu is one of the eclipse points, so Rahu signifies obscuring, darkness, distortion, unusual situations, even emergency. But then Rahu has also the signification of ambition, material success, of innovation and transformation and destiny, the future. In the USA chart, Rahu is placed in the eighth house. Again, like everything in astrology, there are a whole bunch of meanings associated with this part of the chart. In a general sense, the eighth house is the house of big changes, therefore major transformation, which for a country would be large-scale type events, big societal shifts, sudden changes in government, and even major disasters. The eighth house signifies taxes and financial involvements, in other words, finances with other countries. So, when you put the meanings of Rahu together with the eighth house, we see that, yes, indeed, the country has entered a transformative phase in its history, promising unexpected events, even emergencies. In fact, this has happened before. The USA went through a Rahu major period 120 years ago, from 1895 to 1913. During that time, many major events took place. The United States was transformed into a major global player. There were all sorts of inventions and innovations. It was also a time when the Republican Party was in charge in the White House. And, oh yeah, there was an assassination, too. Now, keeping in mind the Rahu Major period as the backdrop, take a look at the positions of the transiting planets, which form another set of energies influencing the nation. During all of 2016, Saturn has been transiting in sidereal Scorpio, which is the 12th house of the United States chart. The planet of restriction, harsh realities, suffering, security and stability has been transiting in the house of hidden actions, conspiracies, foreigners, criminal activities, mob psychology, and so forth. Now, here's a key point. Saturn transiting in the USA 12th house is directly opposite the USA 6th house and natal Uranus in that house. The 6th house of a country's chart signifies the employment sector and the employees. In other words, this is the so-called blue-collar sector of the economy. Uranus is the planet of freedom, of independence, and of rebellion. This natal placement is what gives the workers of this country freedom to choose, and a fierce sense of independence and self-reliance, and therefore pride and dignity. Now notice how transiting Saturn, planet of restriction and suffering, has been opposing the 6th house of workers and Uranus for the last 2 years and was exactly opposite the natal Uranus over the past couple of months. In other words, the prideful self-reliance of the workers has been under stress from the restrictive circumstances caused by the reality check planet Saturn. The workers reacted to this oppression. It was the blue-collar sector of the population that saw Trump as their savior and overwhelmingly voted for him in the election. Another transit that has been effective for the last several years is Uranus, planet of rebellion, which has been transiting in Pisces, the 4th house of the USA chart. The 4th house of a country's chart represents the common people, and the opposition to the ruler, in this case, the Republicans. Uranus here indicates the rebellious feelings of the voters as well as a general rebellion within the Republican Party. Donald Trump was an outsider, a non-politician, who came in during the primary process and basically hijacked the Republican Party. He appealed to the rebelliousness of the common people in his campaign rhetoric and became their favorite. Note, too, that transiting Uranus has been directly opposite the USA natal Saturn. It's the planet of rebellion versus the planet of the established order. The 10th house is the house of the ruler and the authorities. Saturn is the planet of stability. In the 10th house of head of the government, this is what gives this country an orderly transfer of power at the top. But Uranus has been threatening that stability, suggesting a more disorderly situation, something that does not conform to the norms of the country. This just recently manifested as a campaign that defied all the political rules for getting yourself elected. Now, here's another interesting factor. Since August, Jupiter has been transiting in Virgo, the USA 10th house. Jupiter gives confidence and optimism to the ruler and his party, in other words, the Democrats. So this explains the complacency amongst the Democrats that they would prevail. But Jupiter is also directing its beneficence to Uranus in the heavens and to the 4th house of the chart, and thereby encouraging and giving strength to the rebellion, which was already underway. Okay, just a couple more points here. Venus, the planet of love and harmony, had just entered Sagittarius, the USA ascendant, a couple of days prior to the election. Venus, in a fire sign like Sagittarius, becomes vain and self-interested. And note that Venus in this position is directly opposite the USA natal Mars. Venus sends its benefits to Mars, the planet of aggression and combat, which only adds more juice to the passions of the voters for whatever they believe in. And finally, there is Mars itself, which had just entered Capricorn a week prior to the election. That put Mars in the USA second house, the house of money, material prosperity, and the economy of the country. The planet of action and aggression in this placement indicates that the people were going to be especially aggressive about seeing that something would be done about their economic condition. Now see how Mars was in near exact opposition to the natal Mercury of the chart. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking. When Mars attacks Mercury, thinking gets distorted. The nation's people, or at least a good number of them, were not behaving rationally. Note, too, that Mercury is the planet of information and the media, which also suffered distortion, as well as coming under fire for their part in the campaign. Okay, so there you have it. A perfect storm of oppressed, angry, rebellious citizens out to prove something on election day, depicted by several planets in the zodiac in direct opposition to natal planets in the chart, and in the context of the beginning of a new major period for the country, which, by its very nature, promises big changes to the nation. So, what happens next? Well, Trump and company are the new game in Washington, D.C. What's coming up in his chart? And what happens in the USA chart in the coming years? I'll be addressing that topic in forthcoming reports. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com, and you can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.